Hello, everybody. On today's podcast, we have a special guest. I am here today with the messenger god himself, Mercury. It's an honor to have you here today, sir.
It's an honor being here with you too, noble sir.
Mercury, would it be all right if we asked you some questions about yourself?
Oh, ask away.
Just to break the ice here, tell the viewers a little bit about yourself.
Well, to start things off, I, Mercury, am the son of Jupiter, king of the gods, and Maya, goddess of the clouds.
Mercury, what are you most famous for?
I'm most known for being the messenger of the gods, but I'm also commonly referred to as the deity of commerce, science, eloquence, trickery, theft, and skill in general.
Just out of curiosity, to which god or gods did you send messages to?
Most of the time, I was assigned for delivering messages and carrying out tasks for various gods. But specifically, I served as a messenger to my father, Jupiter.
Thank you for answering the question so far, Mercury. We'll be back after this commercial break. Hey, Mercury, how fast are cars that use Goodyear tires?
Not as fast as me, I could tell you that.
Do you want to take it to the test?
Don't mind if I do. Whoa, I can't believe it.
Goodyear, so fast, it'll make Mercury look slow. And we are back. Now, Mercury, it was said that you invented the wire. Can you tell me how you made that?
Oh, I remember that day so fondly. I was a young boy playing outside when I saw a tortoiseshell lying in the grass. I picked it up, made some holes in each edge, hollowed out, drew cords of linen through them, and then the wire was created.
What did you do with the wire after you finished creating it?
Well, after finishing it, I gave it to the god of music, Apollo, who was a close friend of mine, and in return, they gave me my signature caduceus, which is a staff with two serpents.
Speaking of signature items, how did you get your winged hat and winged shoes?
Well, I received my winged shoes from my father as a gift to ensure I can deliver my messages as fast as possible. And my hat isn't anything special. It's just a normal farmer's hat that I tend to wear. And now it's considered a symbol of mine.
Thank you for your time, Mercury. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, it was a pleasure being here. It's nice to just take a break from all the message delivering and relish in earthly pleasures such as this.
Okay, I will see all of you guys next time.